Welcome to Shakespeare FC, the Sonnets, a five-minute journey into the iambic opinations on life, love, death, and desire, with a smattering of nature and naughtiness from the mind of our literary epicure from Warwickshire, or, as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. In his sonnets, Uncle Will wrote from a very personal place about the human condition, all in just 14 lines. But in that meager space, we can find an absolute wealth of human experience that you just might identify with. So, let's you and I go on a little journey. Today, Uncle Will turns his thoughts once again to the ceaseless march of time. The 12th sonnet addressed to the fair youth finds William, in my mind's eye, at his writing desk, feeling time tick slowly and inevitably by as the light fades from the western sky. In the first quatrain, he sets the scene firstly with the image of a clock, counting the ticking passage of time. He then uses the image of a bright, beautiful day turning into a dark and hideous night. Moving from time to decay, he notes that flowers, such as violets, will inevitably wilt in time, as curly black hair will eventually turn white with age.
When I do count the clock that tells the time, and see the brave day sunk in hideous night, when I behold the violet past prime, and sable curls all silvered or with white.
In the second quatrain, Uncle Will turns seasonal, saying that when, presumably in autumn, he sees great tall trees without their leaves that animals would use to shelter from the sun's heat, and when all the green summer crops are bound up in bundles and carried out like a coffin on a funeral bier, looking like a coarse white beard.
When lofty trees I see barren of leaves, which erst from heat did canopy the herd, and summer's green, all girded up in sheaves, borne on the bier with white and bristly beard.
In the third quatrain, Uncle Will addresses our fair youth directly, saying that it is after these musings that his mind turns to the young man's beauty, and his thoughts begin to speculate that the fair youth, like all these things in nature, will also age and die as well. He says that all things sweet and beautiful will ultimately lose their sweetness and beauty and must die, just as quickly as other things, both sweet and beautiful around him, will continue to grow.
Then of thy beauty do I question make, that thou among the wastes of time must go, since sweets and beauties do themselves forsake, and die as fast as they see others grow.
In the final couplet, William offers a solution of sorts, saying that nothing in the world can defend against the inevitability of time's scythe, except, that is, having children, which is the one way you can defy time when he comes to take you away to the grave.
And nothing 'gainst time's scythe can make defense, save breed, to brave him when he takes thee hence.
Uncle Will has written a fair few of these sonnets to his fair youth, telling him to get married, beget some offspring, so you can stick it to Father Time. These are generally referred to as the procreation sonnets. These have always put me in mind of an aging William, who is not so much concerned with the vanishing looks of his young friend, but rather the impending arrival of his expiration date, which, to my mind, seems, at least with Sonnet 12, less procreation and more anti-death. Well, alas and alack, my friends, that is all we have time for. Join us again next time for another hopefully informative journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time. Shakespeare FC is a production of WGTE Public Media. You can learn more and download all episodes at wgte.org/sfc or wherever you get your podcasts.